Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from the Emory-Riddle Aeronautical University Worldwide Campus, providing students from all 50 states and 119 countries with innovative education and opportunities for success. More at erau.edu/ww.
I'm Sharon Stone. This is Engage. Commissioner Bakari Burns hosted the District 6 Back-to-School Bash at the Dr. James R. Smith Neighborhood Center in Orlando Sunday.
There's an affordability crisis throughout not just the city of Orlando, but throughout our nation. And as a city commissioner, we oftentimes try to find ways that we can supplement some of that burden, you know, like giving out free book bags, giving out free haircuts and things of that nature. So while we are not necessarily increasing their paycheck, we're able to, you know, offset some of the costs for those necessities, especially when we're talking about going back to school. You know, and that's what we hear. And people have been so thankful because you never know how far a book bag and with supplies will go in this tough economic time.
The commissioner can relate. He told us about how he as a parent talks about finances with his own family.
We started early, you know, started with a piggy bank, then got their first bank account. But especially now because they're asking about, well, Dad, what does affordability mean? We're hearing about affordability. And so I have to tell them that there are people in our community who are struggling to find places that are affordable to live. Some of their friends are food insecure. Those are discussions that I know we're having. I'm sure a lot of other communities and families are having, because just like I've had to adjust my monthly budget, I'm sure other families are doing the same.
To help navigate those conversations, we turn to Lachey Reeves, executive director of 8 Cents in a Jar, a Central Florida nonprofit that teaches financial literacy.
One of the things that we do at 8 Cents in a Jar is always to incorporate their environment based upon their zip code. So if we have a student that is based in 32805, which is the Paramore area, we want to bring in their lived experience. So based upon when they walk out of their homes, what do they see? What do they have to interact with? And what are their realities and their examples? So based upon their environment, we then bring in financial education with that.
Reeves says lessons children can learn during back-to-school shopping season can last much longer than the supplies they bring home.
When you think about the conversations with money and kids, regardless if parents or adults realize it or not, they are having conversations with their kids about money. So if they actively choose to talk about money, then the students are able to see how their parents, you know, talk about money and see it into action. Even if they do not have a conversation about money, they're still teaching their kids about money. And that could be, well, hey, we never talked about, you know, how to pay bills, so paying bills are not important. Or we never know how much items cost, so it doesn't have a cost value to it at all. So one of the things that we do educate with our parents at 8 Cents in a Jar, have those conversations about money. However, depending upon the age and, you know, the material, then it does determine the conversation. So when we talk about money with our kids, we don't want to pass those burdens on to the students, but we do want to make sure that they are informed. So from their perspective, they can weigh in on decisions. So for example, it's back to school season. And we know students, they get really excited about back to school. They want to pick out their favorite backpack, you know, bring in their characters, you know, when it comes to lunches. So, you know, a conversation, you know, shouldn't be about like, hey, we don't have money for these things, because now we're passing on financial stress and financial trauma. And that's something that we don't want. However, it can be a game, or it can be a conversation where, you know, we have $100 devoted for, you know, your back to school supplies. Let's go ahead and create your top 10 list of things that you want, or things that are important to you in your learning journey. So even in that example, by making it relatable to the students, we're now giving them cost benefit analysis. We're now giving them the opportunity to weigh in on decisions, but then still allowing their innocence of a child to be there, while at the same time avoiding putting that financial stress or trauma of, hey, we don't have have this, we don't have enough money. You know, we have to choose between food or supplies. Where that still may be true, however, we're removing the stress and the trauma associated with that, but still bringing in the learning aspect while understanding decision-making and scarcity.
How can parents teach kids how to deal with the kinds of financial pressures that they might face from their peers, like wearing the right clothes, having the right kind of iPhone electronics? How do they talk about those realities?
That is the major reality for our students today. So especially as students are engaged or introduced into social media at an early age, students now have a dilemma that most parents and grandparents didn't have. So that's comparison. So comparison beyond the neighborhood, comparison beyond what's in the school, but now comparison against the world. And that's something serious. So one of the things that we do teach our parents at Aitsons in a Jar and our grandparents is we can't avoid that. So we know that the depth of comparison will come. However, let's now give students an opportunity to just understand the trade-off of it all. So we can give you this iPhone. You can have this iPhone, and this iPhone costs $1,500. Yes, you know, talk to the students about, you know, how much things cost, but then also show them, okay, if we, you know, have an opportunity to give you this latest gadget, then how can that impact, you know, the opportunity for you to plan a birthday trip? So, you know, give them the option. So one of the things that we say is we'd rather the students to embrace the experience versus the physical object. And so just having the students to just even understand, like, okay, think about your last four back to school shopping journeys. Do you still wear those clothes from 2 years ago? Nope. Okay, why not? Well, it's out of style, or I may outgrow it. Okay, so let's now talk about the experience that you created when it came to school. It could have been this field trip for this or that. Okay, so let's talk about it. So maybe instead of having 7 outfits, let's see how we can, you know, create 5 outfits, but then piece them together. So now that we have money for field trips. So it goes back into just still having trade-offs where it's not just a lecture, but having the students also be a part of the equation, express their ideas, and be a part of the solutions. That way it can stick more and it resonate more. And once you have those real life examples, then if you want, you can go into, okay, hey, we just talked about budgeting. Or, you know, we just created a spending plan and, you know, this is our pool of money. Now let's figure out, you know, how to maximize our resources that benefits our experiences.
What kind of questions do you hear from families right now in back to school season? Or what are some issues that you bring up with families?
So some of the issues that we hear from our parents and then that we bring up as well is let's not make the economy the enemy. Where, oh, inflation is so bad, or gas prices are so bad, is, you know, everything is horrible. Because as we know, the economy, the environment will change. The students will always have that negative connotation around that, right? So we want to make sure that we do express to parents, let's try as much as possible to avoid the negative thing. You know, oh, we're wasting money, we're throwing away money. So how can it be, you know, something more meaningful? And then also going back to trade-offs. So is it something that we want right now, or is it something that we can have an opportunity to experience later? So I would definitely say that. So just, you know, how we position the economy, how we position money. We don't want it to, you know, see it as an evil, but as a tool. So I would say that will be one. The second is, cannot stress this enough, is, you know, for most parents and adults, we assume that students are so young and they will not understand what we're talking about. So since we know that they will not understand, we don't need to have that conversation with them. And that's incorrect. So when it comes to students' relationship with money, it starts forming as early as 5 years old. So that's why we want our parents and our adults to actively have those conversations, because regardless if we have it or not, our kids are watching us and they're forming their own patterns, their behaviors, and their relationships with money. And we don't want it to be a toxic relationship, because then we're going to spend the next 20 years from elementary to adulthood trying to rewrite those toxic traits, right? Look at some of our relationships. So with that, you know, not having that toxic trait or connotation as it relates to money. And then I would definitely say third, bring in parables, you know, storytelling, an opportunity to include the students in the decision. Now, we're not saying, you know, hey, if you have a choice between rent and the water, you know, include the students into that. But what we are saying, you know, with some of the smaller decisions, whether it be, okay, you know, previously families may have had $200 a month to spend on groceries. Now we have $160. That is a $40 difference where we don't want to say, oh, like we're losing money, we can't afford this. But, okay, this is what we do have. Now let's come together and create a spending plan to create a meal for us that we all enjoy. And then have an opportunity to put a cost to certain things. So, you know, it may be cheaper for us to have broccoli. So how can we incorporate broccoli 5 times throughout the week instead of 3, where, you know, it still does the same objectives. So I would say those are the 3 things that we do try to inform our parents on, so then they can incorporate those conversations into their family wealth chats.
Lachey Reeves is the executive director of 8 Cents in a Jar in Apopka. Engage is a production of Central Florida Public Media. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Richard Copeland is our senior producer. I'm Sharon Stone. You can reach us anytime with questions, comments, or story ideas. Send an email to engage@cfpublic.org. Thanks for listening.